Hello, Audio Boom. This is the second in a brief series of guides for Simon, SM2N, Samantha massages two nipples or something. So, it's about erging. So, in brief, an erg or an ergo is simply short for an ergometer or ergometer, which is simply a rowing machine. So I'm going to talk briefly about the ways in which I use the rowing machine, the two different kinds of rowing machines I use, and the three different ways in which I use those rowing machines. So firstly, we have a static erg, which in the case of majority of people is a Concept 2 Model E that are in most gyms and also used for testing in British rowing. So these are the kind of things you see in a gym. It's a piece of equipment with a foot plate that you put your feet on and strap them down, a seat that moves up and down a rail, a handle, a flywheel that you can set resistance, which then equates to drag, which equates then into a sensation, or at least a sense of tension that is something akin to a boat. So the lighter the drag, the lighter the boat, the heavier the drag, the heavier the boat, in theory. So heavyweight men normally have a drag setting of around 140, 145, which on an average ergo is equating to about 5, 5.5, and it goes up to 10. So on those, in the gym, I normally do 8 sets of 250 metres with 10 second rests in between the sets. So 250, 10 seconds rest, 250, 10 seconds rest, repeat for 8 times. I do that with my trainer so he can shout at me. The other way in which I use that machine is for testing, for 2K test. So you're rowing for 2,000 metres and hoping to get a time between 6 and 7 minutes. The second machine I use is one I have at home, which is a dynamic erg, which is slightly more specialised. The difference between that and the static is it's got a smaller footprint and the footplate moves as well as the seat, thus giving you a sense of motion. Also, because of the mechanics, you have to be technically better, so you have to have a more correct rowing stroke because of the movement of the machine, so you need to have a good connection, a good drive, and your hip flexors and your core has to be they come in quicker earlier into the stroke, your hip flexors and your core. So for that machine I normally do 10K pieces or 2K tests or timed things whereby I just row for a set length of time. Regarding accessibility, I connect my iPhone to the PM3, the performance monitor, the computer on board the rowing machine, via cable, and then I then connect Bluetooth earphones to the iPhone, and then it tells you orally, verbally, pick a word ending in Lee, and it tells you your split time and your stroke rate and stuff. So your stroke rate is the number of strokes you make per minute. Okay, so that can range anything from, I don't know, if you're going very slow, I don't know, 20 to 40 odd, probably. So that's the basics about the ergo, you know, the rowing machine, the ergo. Yeah, let's get erging, come on, let's get your kid on, get erging. Yeah, it's so good. So yeah, dynamic and static. So I would do the 250 splits in the gym, and I do the longer pieces at home. And I aim to do that, to row every day. So there we go. Next time, we'll start talking about boats. Cheers. Keep safe, keep happy, although David Cameron's still in charge. Good luck.